This is an invitation to spend 15 minutes with the Bible. This is program number 14 of this series. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher for the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is between McMinnville and Biola, just across from Mount Zion Road. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. In the past few weeks, we've been talking about what Solomon said in the book of Proverbs, where he says, "A merry heart doeth good like medicine." And we talked about how that merry heart, that's really a cheerful disposition. And keeping a cheerful disposition can help in so many things. Just like medicine helps us in our ailments, so also a cheerful disposition helps us. And we went through some of the things that Solomon has said in the book of Proverbs about how to have a cheerful disposition. We talked about that there's happiness in trusting the Lord. There's happiness in wisdom. That is the right kind of wisdom. That's the acknowledgement of God compared to the fool that says there is no God. There's happiness in hope. And there's happiness in giving. And we were talking about how there is happiness to be found in words. Now, words can bring grief and sorrow, and we know that. But we can also use our tongue for good. Here's some of the Proverbs, and some of these we've discussed, but let's go over them again. Proverbs chapter 21:25, "Heaviness in the heart of a man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad." And that's not if it's just giving or receiving a good word. We might think, boy, if we hear a good word, it makes us glad. But you know, giving good words to others make us glad too, based on that principle. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Proverbs 15:23, "A man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good it is." I'm thinking of an entertainer that used to say during his entertainment program, he'd say, "How sweet it is." Well, how sweet and how good it is to have the right word spoken at the right time. Proverbs 15 and verse 30. "The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat." Well, these wouldn't be the physical bones, but spiritual bones. Think of the spiritual bones, your spiritual body that you have. Why, it is just good for you in your spirit to receive a good report. "And the light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart." You know, some people, they just smile with their eyes. You see their eyes, and they are so happy in their eyes. It shows the joy they have in their heart. And through their eyes, they can send joy into the hearts of others. And as they do with their eyes, they can also do with their tongue when they have a good report. Proverbs 16:24. "Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones." And so there you have it again, those sweet, precious words like a honeycomb, and as it makes the bones fat, so it's also health to the bones. Proverbs 18:21, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." We often think of all the damage that the tongue can do, and the tongue can do damage, and we think, well, there's death in the power of the tongue. We think of life and death. Maybe we focus on that death part, but there's also life, the kind of life that takes a man all stooped over and giving him a good word. It'll make him glad. And so we can bring light. Of all the good words that we can speak to people, just think, what are better words than the words of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ? Why, we read in the New Testament that those that received that word received it gladly, and they would be baptized into Christ and go on their way rejoicing. That very word gospel means good news, the good words of the good news that maketh us glad. And so happiness is found in words. Solomon also said that happiness is found in contentment. Oh, woe to that man that is never content, that no matter how much he has, he makes himself miserable because he does not have more. 1 Timothy 6, verses 6 through 8, Paul said, "Godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us therewith be content." Now you just think, who's the richer man? Is it the man that has an abundance and longs for more? Or is the man that has a sufficiency and is satisfied? I'd rather be the man with the sufficiency, wouldn't you? We read about this in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 30, verses 8 and 9. The wise man says, "Remove from me vanity and lies." When I think of vanity and lies when it comes to possession, I think about the deceitfulness of riches that we read about in the New Testament. "Remove from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee and say, 'Who is the Lord?' Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain." Trouble is, sometimes people get so much that they think they don't need God. And anyone that has so much that they think they don't need God, they have too much. And yet you don't want to be poor. And the poor to survive might be tempted to steal and to take that which is not properly his. And here he calls that taking the name of the Lord in vain. Well, you don't want to do that. So give me the food that is convenient for me. You know, God knows what we need. He knows our strengths and he knows our weakness and he knows what to entrust with us. And as we look at our financial situation, there's nothing wrong with trying to improve it. But we should make sure that we don't have our heart set on riches and let the love of money be a root of evil in our lives. We need to be content with what he have. And it doesn't take a lot, as we read in 1 Timothy 6, 6 through 8, food and raiment, let us be content. And if we learn the joy of being thankful for what we have, why, we will be joyful indeed. Solomon talks about happiness in relationships. In Proverbs 27 and verse 9, he says this, "Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart, so doth the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel." You know, it's great to have a good friend. It's in the precious joy of that, it's like the ointment and perfume in our lives to have a man or have a friend in whom we can trust and we can discuss and we can receive and give counsel. But we are not made to be alone, and we need companionship and having a good friend in our life. We should treasure those friends and honor them and nurture our friendship. I remember the man that said, if you want to have friends, you've got to be a friend. And so if we will learn to have that kind of social contact with others that results in developing friendships, then we've learned one of the secrets of happiness. And then here's one, Proverbs 18:22. "Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord." In Proverbs 19:14, "A prudent wife is from the Lord." I tell you what, men, if you want a good friend, make your best friend your wife. Now, you've already married her, and you're going to live together until one of you part, and so you may as well be friends with one another, shouldn't you? Listen, there is so much joy in God's design for a man and a woman to be married together. And I know you could base love maybe on looks and on passion and maybe on what we can get out of each other, but that's not really good love. Good love is a love that comes out of a friendship. And while we might be very passionate toward the wife that we have, what we really need to do to develop a good, lasting, fulfilling relationship is to be friends with our wife. Well, you find a good thing and you get the favor of the Lord. And here, a prudent wife is of the Lord. That word prudent, I looked it up. It means a wife that looks around. Have you ever been driving down the road and your wife's sitting in the car and she'll say something like, there's a stop sign up there, the speed limit here is 45, or maybe something like, don't run over that man crossing the street, and as though you were going to do that. Well, what is she doing? I tell you what she's doing. She's looking out for you. She is looking around and letting you know. And so that's a wife that comes from the Lord, a prudent wife. That's a wife that is looking around and looking out for you. She is of the Lord, and she is a great blessing. There's another relationship that can bring great joy in a person's life. It says in Proverbs 15 in verse 20, a wise son maketh a glad the father. Proverbs 23:24-25, the father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. The father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that bare thee shall rejoice. Proverbs 27:11, my son, be wise, and make my heart glad, that I may answer him that reproacheth me. Why, there is a great joy in having children. That's a big responsibility. It's going to be one of the greatest joys and one of the greatest challenges you'll ever face in life, is to raise your children and watch them become adults and watch them stand on their own two feet and then in their adulthood honor their fathers and their mothers. Why, that's the one of the great blessings that God has in store for us, if we will have the children the way God wants us to do and bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. There's an old Carter family song that I like to listen to and think about the words of that song. It's not quite a hymn, but it's almost like a hymn. It's called Keep on the Sunny Side of Life. And the lyrics go like this. There's a dark and a troubled side of life, but there's a bright and a sunny side too. If you meet with the darkness and strife, the sunny side we also may view. Oh, the storm in its fury broke today, crushing hopes that we cherish so dear. Clouds and storms will in time pass away. The sun again will shine bright and clear. And then this third verse. Let us greet with a song of hope each day, though the moment may be cloudy or fair. And then here's the key. Let us trust in our Savior always to keep us every one in His care. And that's where we begin when we talked about joy in the book of Proverbs. It's the joy that become in trusting in the Lord and leading not into our own understanding, and all the blessings that follow. And the chorus of this song, keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It'll help us every day. It'll brighten all the way if we keep on the sunny side of life. I tell you what, if you'll stay on God's side, you'll stay on the sunny side. There will be sunshine in your soul. You'll be walking in heavenly sunlight. And so we need to learn the source of true happiness and joy. And that comes in that union we have with God. In a future broadcast, we're going to turn to the book of Philippians, a book, a epistle in the New Testament, where it says, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. It's probably the single most optimistic and joyful book in all of the Bible. This has been 15 Minutes with the Bible. I am Bill Boyd. You may email or text me at wmhboyd@aol.com. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.